We're now going to hear for our readings from for today, and I'll hand over to you guys to read it to us.
Our first Bible reading is taken from John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. After this, Jesus went across Lake Galilee, or Lake Tiberias, as it is also called. A large crowd followed him because they had seen his miracles of healing those who were ill. Jesus went up a hill and sat down with his disciples. The time for the Passover festival was near. Jesus looked round and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, so he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" He said this to test Philip. Actually, he already knew what he would do. Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but there will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. There was a lot of grass there. So all the people sat down. There were about 5,000 men. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were all full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces left over. Let us not waste any." So they gathered them all up and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves, which the people had eaten. Seeing this miracle that Jesus had performed, the people there said, "Surely this is the prophet who was to come into the world." Jesus knew that they were about to come and seize him in order to make him king by force, so he went off again to the hills by himself.
The second reading is John chapter 6, verses 60-71. So many of his followers heard this and said, "This teaching is too hard. Who can listen to it?" Without being told, Jesus knew that we were grumbling about this. So he said to them, "Does this make you want to give up? Suppose then what should see the Son of Man go back up to the place where he was before? What gives life is God's spirit. Human power is of no use at all. The words I have spoken to you bring God's living spirit, yet some of you do not believe." Jesus knew from the very beginning who were the ones that would not believe and which ones would betray him. And he added, "This is the very reason I told you that no one can come to me unless Father makes it possible for him to do so." Because of this, many of Jesus' followers turned back and would not go to him anymore. So he asked the 12 disciples, "And you, would you also like to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life, and now we believe. And now you know you are the Holy One who has come from God." Jesus replied, "I chose the 12 of you, didn't I? Yet one of you is a devil." He was talking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Sorry. For Judas, even though he was one of the 12 disciples, was going to betray him. This is the word of the Lord.
Who would have thought that 5 loaves and 2 fish could feed 5,000 people? But I have a challenge, and so I need three volunteers who might be willing, but like Amanda, there is a reward available to you should you complete my challenge. So could I have 3 volunteers? You're a hard crowd to get involved this morning. Dan, thank you. One more. Great stuff. Now, guys, what I have here is a big piece of paper. Now, you have an option. You can accept my challenge, and if you complete my challenge, you get 1 whole chocolate bar. But if you fail, you get nothing. Or you can go and sit down now and have 1 piece of chocolate. So, the challenge is, I will tell you a little bit more. Big piece of paper. I want you to fold it in half 8 times. Do you accept my challenge?
Yes.
Okay, have a piece of paper. Girls? Are you going to try or are you going to risk it? It's up to you. You try it, Robin? Yeah. So, I will give you 2 minutes, 8 folds, in half. Okay, you don't can fold it in half anyway, but it has to be in half, 8 times. Okay, go. We'll give you another 30 seconds. That doesn't count. How many are you on, Robin?
Seven.
Seven, okay. Just one more. It's not hard, it's only paper. It was a big piece of paper as well. I thought I was quite generous. I could have given you a size of A4. Right, I think we will call that time. I think a very noble effort, guys, but I'm afraid you've just made me a happy man because I've got lots of bars of chocolate to eat. Thank you, guys. Go and sit down. You were right. It is scientifically impossible to fold a piece of paper more than seven times in half. Now, this morning, we are going to be looking at some decisions that three of Jesus' disciples made. However, I wonder what we can learn from these decisions for us as well. Making decisions is something that we all face in our everyday, day-to-day lives. We have to decide whether to do silly challenges that ministers challenge you to do at church. You have to decide whether to fold a piece of paper or to take a piece of chocolate that was on offer. You might have to decide what to have for dinner when you get home. You may even have to argue about who's going to cook dinner when you get home. We might choose or might need to decide what we're going to wear, what we're going to do, where we're going to go. Decisions are an everyday occurrence for each and every one of us. Some of these decisions might seem quite minor, and there are also some decisions that are far more important. Those of us who might have received exam results or will be receiving exam results in the next few days might have some big decisions to make as to what we are going to do next. For some, these might be easy as they enable you to do what you'd always intended to do. For others, they may have been more of a challenge. Those of us who are a bit older also face big decisions. We might have decisions about how we're going to pay the bills each day. We might have decisions about whether to take a new job offer or not. We might need to decide how we're going to care for those that we are in a position to look after and that we're responsible for. Decisions are an important part of our lives. And if we are serious about following Jesus, if we're serious about being one of his disciples in the world today, then we need to think about how we honor him through the decisions that we make. So, as I mentioned earlier, throughout our morning series over the summer, we're going to be looking at a selection of the disciples each week to see what we can learn from them. And so today we're going to be looking at three of the disciples. We're going to be looking at Andrew. We're going to be looking at Judas Iscariot, Richard. For those of you who don't know, Richard has a thing with Judas Iscariot that he shared with us the past couple of weeks. And Thaddeus is the third one that we're going to be looking at. Andrew is a disciple that we know quite a lot about. He played a key part in the story that we heard earlier in the feeding of the 5,000. And we know that along with Philip, he was one of the first disciples that Jesus appointed to be one of his followers. Our second disciple is Judas. Now, who knows what Judas Iscariot is famous for? Yeah, do you know, Amber? What is it? No. Very keen note. Anyone else? Everyone knows what Judas Iscariot is famous for, surely? Betraying Jesus, yes. Judas was the one who betrayed Jesus just before he died. But as well as being known as the man who betrayed Jesus, he was also the treasurer of the disciples, and he has been accused of being a thief, possibly by dipping his hand into the purse that the disciples used to live on and taking the money for himself that he wasn't entitled to. In short, if there was a disciple that you didn't want to be, it is probably going to be Judas. Our third disciple is Thaddeus. And we know very little about him, other than the fact that he's also known as Judas, the son of James. It is possible that the reason Thaddeus called himself Thaddeus was because he was so keen to disassociate himself with Judas Iscariot, the man who betrayed Jesus, that he would rather change his name than be risked of being associated as Judas, one of the followers, therefore you are Judas who betrayed Jesus. However, regardless of how little we know about Thaddeus, there is one key fact that we do know about him. He was one of Jesus' 12 closest followers. He was one of his 12 closest friends. And so we need to remember that as we look at him. So the question is, what can we learn from these three disciples? Well, as I've already mentioned, all these disciples faced decisions, and I want to take a few minutes to look at how they handled the decisions and then what we can learn from them. So firstly, if we look at Andrew and especially his role in feeding the 5,000 that we heard earlier, we can learn that if we make decisions, or when we make decisions, we have to trust God with all that we have when facing these big decisions. Jesus had asked the disciples a challenging question. We heard it on the video, you feed them. Now, considering that the disciples at this point were in the middle of the countryside, with no shops nearby, how could they possibly feed 5,000 people? The disciples had a decision to make. Now, firstly, in John chapter 6, we hear of Philip's response. And Philip decided to answer Jesus' question with a purely rational and practical answer. Philip recognized that feeding 5,000 people, even if they could get some food, was going to cost them a small fortune. So not only could they not get any food nearby, but if they could happen to find some food, they would never be able to afford enough food to be able to provide it for everyone that was there. So Philip did the rational thing and thought, well, surely the only option we have is to send the disciples or to send the crowd home so they can go and get some food for themselves to eat. However, Andrew had a very different approach. He couldn't provide enough food to feed 5,000 people on his own, but he could give what he had found in the possession of a small boy and bring it to Jesus. Andrew and the disciples were facing a big challenge. They had a big decision to make. But instead of trying to solve the bigger question, Andrew brought all that he could and he trusted it with Jesus that he would do the rest. I know that when I am making decisions, I can so often fall into the practical, rational decision-making that Philip did when Jesus asked them to feed the crowd. And I want to say this morning that we need to be wise. We need to look at the options that lay before us. But before any wise, logical, rational process, when we make decisions, we first of all need to offer all that we have to God. What we might not know what God will do with what we offer to him. But if we surrender our all to God, then it is God who will ultimately make the final decision for us. It might be that you are facing a big decision this morning. Let me encourage you, if that is you, to entrust it to God, to give it to him, give to him what you have, and see what he does with it. So Andrew teaches us to give our all to God when we make decisions. What could we possibly learn from Judas Iscariot? Well, you've probably guessed by now that Judas did not make the wisest decisions in his life. Jesus had identified him as being a potential great and loyal follower. And it would appear that Judas wanted to follow Jesus. He'd wandered around with him for 3 years before he decided to betray him. But as we all know from the story, by the end of Jesus' life, Judas had changed his mind. Judas had lost his focus on Jesus and what he was saying and teaching and doing, and he decided to do things his way instead of Jesus' way. Judas had lost his focus. He'd lost his grip on following Jesus the way that he wanted him to go. Now, there have been countless times that I have initially thought it would be a great idea to do something and then lost focus over time. A few years ago, I decided that I needed a new hobby. So I thought about what I could do, and I thought, well, I spend all day looking at a computer screen. I then come home, and I occasionally like to sit down and watch an episode of The West Wing or two or five on the TV, and that is how I relax. I need to get away from screens. So I thought I'd try and take up the hobby of whittling. Now, for those of you who don't know what whittling is, it's basically you get a piece of wood and a sharp knife, and you have to shape it into something that's meant to look creative. I'm not the most creative person, so it was a bit of a lost cause at the start, but I thought I'd give it a go. So I bought a knife, I got some wood, and I started scratching away, trying with my limited creativity to try and create something that might look half decent. However, over time, I lost my focus, and as I stand here today, and Rachel will testify to this, I can't honestly remember the last time that I picked up this whittling knife and a piece of wood to do any whittling. How is your attention span? How is your focus? You have decided to follow Jesus. How committed are you? If there is one lesson that we can learn from Judas, it is this. Do not lose your focus on God. Continually remember him in all you do, in all you decide, be wholly committed to him. And if you do this, then you will not fall away from him and lose your focus like Judas did. However, there is another lesson that we can also learn from Judas. In verse 70 of John chapter 6, we hear Jesus say this, "I chose the 12 of you, didn't I? Yet one of you is a devil." Jesus knew that Judas was going to let him down. Jesus knew that he was going to betray him. And yet Jesus still chose Judas to be one of his disciples. This is an important lesson for each one of us this morning. Jesus knows that we will make mistakes. Jesus knows that we are not perfect, that we will fall short of the plans that he has for us. He knows that we will not live our lives in the way that he wants us to. But our God is gracious, he is compassionate, and despite how many mistakes we might make, he loves us and he continues to choose us to be his disciples today. The problem for Judas was not his mistake. The problem was that he couldn't accept the forgiveness that was available in Jesus. Judas couldn't accept that despite his decision to be a traitor, Jesus still chose him. If you are here this morning full of regret, if you know you have made bad decisions, if you are feeling like a failure, knowing that you've let God down, let me assure you of this. Don't let your mistakes get on top of you. Be assured that despite your failings, God still chooses you to be one of his followers today. Don't dwell on bad decisions this morning. Decide to remember the God of grace who chooses you. So Andrew teaches us to face big decisions by trusting God with all we have. Judas teaches us not to lose our focus on God and that God is gracious even when we make mistakes. So what can we learn from Thaddeus? Well, to be quite honest, we don't really know what Thaddeus did. He didn't have any major failures like Judas. He didn't have any major highlights recorded in the Bible like Andrew. But Thaddeus, in the day-to-day, decided to remain faithful to Jesus. Thaddeus would have been at the feeding of the 5,000, and he didn't play a key role in that event. However, I'm sure that he was one of the disciples that helped Jesus to distribute the fish and the bread to the crowd. I'm sure that it was Thaddeus who helped to go and pick up some of the 12 baskets of food that was left over at the end. Thaddeus may not have had any highlights. He may have not had any highlights. But Thaddeus remained faithful to following and serving Jesus in the day-to-day decisions that he faced. You might be sitting here this morning feeling perfectly ordinary. You might be sitting here thinking, well, I don't face any major decisions in the next few days or in the next few weeks or even in the next couple of years as far as I can see. Maybe how can you then be a good decision maker when you don't have any major decisions? We can learn from Thaddeus that even when we don't have good big decisions to make, we can still choose to follow Jesus in the day-to-day and in the smaller decisions of life that we have to face. Decisions are something that we are all going to encounter. The question is, how are we going to make them? Will we be faithful to God in all things? Will we remember the God who is gracious to us even when we make mistakes? Will we truly give our all to God? In short, when we are making decisions, will we dare to be one of Jesus' disciples? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you are the God who loves us, that you are the God who is with us in all that we face in our world. And we pray this morning that especially in this area of making good decisions, we would honor you in all that we decide. We pray that we might be big enough to trust you with all that we have. We pray that we might be consistent and faithful in following you in the everyday situations that we face. May we keep our focus on you, the God who chooses us, the God who is gracious and who loves us despite our mistakes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.